Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our Bible prophecy update titled, Liberals Prepped and Ready for Antichrist. This is part two of two.
How many diabetics we have in here right now? Two or three of you? The price of insulin more than doubled in the past 5 years. They're saying it'll double within the next 2 years. Again. It's all corruption. The government is controlling the ability to make it so they can control the price and they can drive it through the roof. It's life or death. And so when people can't afford to buy it, they're going to say, we've got to do something. Big Pharma. You want to read about how this works? Go back to Genesis. Remember Joseph? He was made the right-hand man for Pharaoh, made like a father unto Pharaoh, it says. What'd he do? He did what had to be done and kept the Egyptians alive. But you go back and read that. You know, Joseph is a type of Christ. He's also a type of Antichrist. We taught it in our Genesis studies online. If you get a chance to go back and watch it. And he basically lays out the program for how Antichrist will be able to take over. Meanwhile, you got this lady, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And now, I know some of you want to say, oh, what an idiot, or whatever. The people who voted for her are the idiots. And she said that billionaires shouldn't exist as long as Americans live in abject poverty. Actually, what she said was, as long as people down in Arkansas are getting ringworm, then we shouldn't have billionaires. Well, yeah. Three-fourths of Democrats, let this settle in here, folks. Three-fourths of Democrats would consider voting for her. The only problem is right now she's too young. Maybe next time. Yeah. That's not going to happen, but next time. Now think about it. This is why I'm saying this. After the rapture, liberals will have a supermajority in this country. You remove all the Christians and get all those Jews out of the United States of America, you've got a country that is about two-thirds or better liberals. And then you got, and even among the ones that aren't, they'll get desperate, just like they did in Nazi Germany, went along with Adolf, implemented because they were desperate. And the second point is that the Antichrist is a tyrant. So if you're going to see the stage set for the Antichrist, you're going to see some movement, political movement, that is tyrannical. We call that liberalism. Revelation 13. Real quick. Revelation 13. We remember this from our studies. Verses 15 through 18. I'll start reading as you turn there. Verse 15 says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. They're going to control what people think, control what they say. Verse 16. Read 16 and 17 with me. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, that is future. But stage being set has to get people into the frame of mind of being controlled. That's liberalism. Liberals are already pushing to start marking all humans, just like they do cattle and your pets, and they want the end of the Bill of Rights. The liberals are pushing for the end of the Electoral College. They're pushing for an end to freedom of religion. They're pushing for an end to the right to own and bear arms. Liberalism is a fascist cult. And it is laying the groundwork for the Antichrist. Control the economy and then track humans like cattle. That's what they want to do. You'll get chipped eventually. That's the headline, USA Today. That's not Jack Van Impe or some prophecy teacher. Yeah. USA Today, you will get chipped eventually. Well, this is also June of 2016. And there were newer ones that I couldn't bring up, but meet the humans with microchips implanted in them. They're doing this willingly. They are volunteering. Here's another lady. That way you can just walk up and put your hand in front of the thing and beep. You want to pay for the gas? Beep. You want to get in at work? Beep. You want to get in your front door? Beep. You want to get in your car? Beep. That's what it's all about. The stage is being set. And there's no place for liberty. You can't let people choose this. You've got to start telling people what they can and can't do. So here's an example. The anti-vaccine movement has now been listed by the World Health Organization as one of the top 10 health threats. Why are they doing that? So they can call for you who are against this vaccine obsession to be outlawed. By declaring you a threat to public health, they can pass laws against you. They're doing the same thing to you as parents. If you're teaching your children that being gay is a sin, you're abusing that child. That's what they're doing. You can't hardly even become a foster parent or adopt now if you're a Bible-believing Christian, because they give you a questionnaire, and if you say you believe the Bible and you believe that being gay is wrong and that you will not support your child if they want to come out of the closet or dress cross-dress, they won't let you adopt. They won't let you foster. And European lawmakers are already considering making it illegal to even speak against vaccines, based on what the World Health Organization just declared. Will they be able to do it? I don't know, but it's awful fascistic over in Europe. What they're after is Orwellian total control. Look at how they responded to this kid, Sandman, I think is his name. This is taken from George Orwell, but think about what they said. They, all these twits on Twitter were tweeting and calling for this kid to be killed because he smirked. George Orwell, 1984, quote, "To wear an improper expression on your face, to look incredulous when a victory was announced, for example, was itself a punishable offense. There was even a word for it in newspeak, face crime." That's what it was called. Just like hate crimes, hate speech, all that stuff. It's Orwellian. Out in California, a state senator had a big hearing and told everybody in there if they used pronouns he or she, they'd be removed. And then as she's explaining it, she says she. And everybody's like, "Whoa, wait a minute. You mean they?" And she goes, "Oh yes, they, them." That's how stupid it is. She couldn't even obey her own band. They should have kicked her out. That's what's coming to you. I've said it over and over. They want to control you. You will say what we tell you to say. You will think what we tell you to think. You will be what we tell you to be. Control. Power. New York City. They are going to fine people up to $250,000 if there's a man dressed up like a woman and you will not call him a woman or a she and you call him a he. If you do that more than once or twice, they'll call it malicious and they'll fine you. Up to $250,000. That's liberalism. Something the liberals seem unaware of. 1984 was not supposed to be an instruction manual. 1984 is the Democrat Party platform. Amen. Some of you are sighing because you've read it. Yeah. Everything about it. It's a nasty book, but if you get a chance to read it, you'll be amazed. So final word, and we'll close, about what is called the false paradigm. This is one of the ways they've been able to kind of trick people, and that is this false paradigm. This is the reality. But what? How many of you heard that if you go far to the right, then that's where Hitler and the Nazis were? And if you go far to the left, that's the communist. hogwash. That's liberal propaganda. This is the reality. You could start right here as an American, right in the middle, where there's freedom and liberty. If you want to go into socialism, you go to the left. And you go into liberalism, progressivism, neoconservatism. All that's to the left. All of that is more government control over your life. All of it is an end of the Bill of Rights. All of it is endless wars. All of it is everything that is against America and what America stands for. You keep going, you end up in national socialism. And in your college textbooks, if you take any kind of political classes, high school, political theory and all that, that'll be over here. They're lying to you. It's not the truth. You go national socialism, fascism. You know that both Hitler, we're going to see a quote from him, he was a socialist and then became a national socialist. He didn't convert. Mussolini was a member of the socialist and then declared himself a fascist. Why? It's just a slight change in methodology. It's all far left. And you go into absolute monarchy and dictatorship if you go down that road. Now here's the thing you got to be careful about. If you go to the right, you go into libertarianism. Have you heard of the Libertarian Party? We agree with them on a number of things. We do not agree with them on other things, like they're pro-choice, they get rid of too much government. There is a place for government. Romans 13 described it. They want to legalize all drugs and everything like that. And there's some areas where we can find some agreement, like a decriminalization and that sort of thing. But you keep going beyond libertarianism and you go far enough and you get into anarchy. But then is chaos and you still end up with a dictator. You go too far left or right, you end up with a dictator. But that is the reality. And what we're trying to hold on to in America till the rapture is where that American flag is right there. Stay right there in the balance. And here's another way of looking at it if you want to go vertical. Some people, you know, different charts help different people. But you, either way you end up, and I put that UN flag with a 666 because that's what's going to take us into the world of the Antichrist. Too far to left and right. The extremes lead to dictatorship regardless of the route you take. We uploaded that on our website. But this is a quote from Adolf Hitler. And they'll try to tell you that he wasn't a socialist and they try to put him on the far right, hogwash. Quote, "We are socialists. We are enemies of today's capitalistic economic system for the exploitation of the economically weak, with its unfair salaries, with its unseemly evaluation of a human being according to wealth and property instead of responsibility and performance, and we are determined to destroy this system under all conditions," end quote. Any Democrat in the country could say that, if they're a real Democrat. Any liberal can definitely say that. That's what liberals believe right there. And that's what Adolf Hitler believed. We're not saying that every liberal is a Nazi. We are saying that liberalism, like Nazism, are both evil. That's what we're saying. And it is setting the stage. And the liberals, just talk to them. If you don't talk to liberals very much, you don't know what I'm saying. But if you talk to liberals very often, they're ready. Liberals are ready for the Antichrist. Their hatred for Jesus Christ, their hatred for the Bible, their hatred for Christians is white hot. It's to the point where if they could, they would kill you. And if you don't believe that, just look at the Twitter pages for what they said to these young men that they really wanted to kill. And if we had more time, I would have added some of those screenshots. One guy said they should put them all in the school down in Covington and then burn it. Another guy had a picture where he was putting the kid through the wood chipper head first with his MAGA hat on.
But they have death threats to their family.
They closed the school today, wasn't it?
They closed it yesterday.
Yeah. What Charlie is referring to is Facebook banned me for posting this thing here. Let me get to it. Now, sodomites all over Facebook and Twitter posted this picture with a 10-year-old little boy dressed as a girl by his parents. That's child abuse. Standing next to a nude sodomite. Pedophilia. Facebook let the queers put this on their Facebook pages. But when I posted the same thing saying it was wrong, Facebook banned me. Facebook defends child abuse and pedophilia. And they're, because they're liberals. They have no moral absolutes. Yeah, Charlie.
Another thing I'm sure you're aware of. Another huge point about why we need a political role for this human.
Yeah.
Because the number of people that are stolen, moved across that border, had sex slaves.
What was the number he gave? We saw they gave a number of how many thousands. I think it was like 10,000. I'm sure it was 10,000. 10,000 kids are being brought across our border and put into sex trafficking. Every Democrat that's fighting that border wall has blood on their hands. And everybody says, well, a border wall won't stop illegal immigration. We know that's stupid. We know it's not going to stop all illegal immigration. But it shrinks the number, and then we can take those resources and divert them to other things, which will then shrink the number even more. But liberals are too stupid to understand just simple logic. And it's just sickening because there are children who are suffering because of that. It's not just a political game. Think of all these people who are dead now. That cop, police officer just a couple weeks ago. I mean, his family are immigrants. His brother talked with a broken English. He was killed by an illegal. He shouldn't be here.
There was an Hispanic female police officer, too, that just was killed.
Oh, yeah, if you did a search, there was a family in Nevada that was killed by a guy who'd been deported already. He was illegal. Wasn't a family of four or something like that in Nevada? That just happened 2 days ago. It's just sickening. But, you know, that's why you have to thank God for the Bible. Thank God for... God's told us why this is happening. God's told us...
That's why I've said what the letters in liberals stand for many times. Lazy, ignorant, you know what? Excel ridiculously at lying.
Yep. They are liars. I mean, that's how they lie and they lie and they want to make you lie. They want to make you look at a man and call him a woman. A woman. Listen, folks, that sounds so simple, but if Christians could get that, you don't do that because you don't lie. We cannot go along with that because we're not liars. But people, a lot of Christians are doing it. Yeah, John.
Can you take the, can you change the picture on the screen, please?
Do what?
Change the picture.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's on there too long.
I don't blame you not wanting to look at it more than you have to.
Yeah.
But, I also want to say this. The reason why I showed it and why we do have to show that stuff is because one of the reasons the queers are winning is because Christians who are too holy have made it pretty. Christians have made homosexuality. The moment preachers got up in pulpits and stopped calling them sodomites, and started calling them gay, homosexual. They just became a tool of the enemy. It's all about words. God says they're sodomites. God says it's an abomination. So preachers get up there and won't call it an abomination, and they talk about it in the most normal terms. If I described for you the typical queer sex life, in any given year, not his whole lifetime, just 1 year, you'd barf. They are a disgusting... they called them perverts for years for a reason. They are perverts. That's why they called them that. It's perverted. You know, when the whole thing started down there in Stonewall Union in New York, and I'm not going to get graphic, I'm just going to tell you a little bit of information. What started that riot down in Stonewall Union that they celebrate here in Columbus, even on your local TV news, were about 50 to 100 men who would pack into the back of a tractor trailer and lock the door in the dark. And it was a sex orgy free-for-all. And what started the problem with the riots was that the cops started busting these sex orgies with 50 to 100 men packed into the back of a tractor trailer. And they bust them and take them in, arrest them, and the sodomites rebelled. Your news channel will not tell you that the next time there's an anniversary of the Stonewall riots. They'll make it look like it was just, you know, Steve and Charlie just trying... Sorry, but Steve and Charlie. Bum and useless. And they just wanted to be left alone. They love each other. And why can't you just leave them alone? That's how they want to paint it. It had nothing to do with love. It was just vile and violent, nasty perversion. And that's what it is to this day. That's what it's all about. Of course, there's an exception. I knew a couple one time. Yeah, that's why they're called the exception. That's why they're called that. Whose hand was it? Tim?
This changes just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But,
yes, thank you.
With people already willingly accepting chips in their body, do you think there's going to be a point? I mean, do you think there's going to be a line that Christians are going to have to say, "I'm not willing to cross this line"? Maybe that's not the mark of the beast, but people are already being chipped. So, do you think Christians?
I think that at the moment that they make it mandatory is the time when they've crossed the line, and that's when I won't go along with it. I know it's not the mark of the beast. And I know you're not going to be tricked into the mark of the beast, and it's not going to happen until after the rapture and all that. But I still will not be chipped, period. And I think that any time, if they do that, I will support any of you. If your employer tries to do it, we will have all the attorneys we can get. We'll do everything legally we can to protect you. Do not go along with it, and I will not go along with it. I think, you know, that's... Yeah, Charlie?
Part of the reason I didn't go into human medicine was because the vaccine policies in a lot of hospitals, if you don't get vaccines, you don't get it.
Now, we have provided a letter to several nurses over the year, or at least three nurses that I've helped with the religious exemption. Now, in some states, they're doing away with that. But in Ohio, they still have a religious exemption, I'll have to look up that. I know where these ladies worked, they had a religious exemption, and we gave...
One was in home health, so that's different than
the... Yeah. That's why they have tried to ban children from public schools who haven't been vaccinated. They claim it's a security or health security issue. Johnny?
And so, they're talking about the getting chips nowadays at the moment. The way I think of it, yes, it's not the mark of the beast at the moment, but you got to think, do you really trust whoever's going to be in control of that technology?
Well, see, that's my point right there. I mean, you're not going to chip me. I don't believe that as a human being, my body does not belong to my government. And you will not... Isn't it funny that a lot of the people who falsely claim that abortion is about my body, no, it's about a body inside your body, but they won't let you use that when it comes to your body. And the same pro-choicers, a lot of them are anti-vaxxers. And why are they pro-vaccine? Because a lot of these vaccines cause sterility. And a lot of this stuff is motivated by the so-called population bomb scare and all that. Overpopulation. Mark?
Don't be surprised that they find a way to, with the vaccinations, and put a small chip in the fluid.
Yeah, right now they can't do that because the chip, although it is very small, still requires them to actually cut you and slide it in there. But with the technology, one of the things they've already got, though, is where you don't even have to insert it. They can actually put a transparent tattoo on your skin. And then it is able to then store the information and everything, so you don't even need a chip in that case. I don't know how many of you have seen that. It's like a tattoo, but it's invisible. Yeah, I thought so. In our Revelation studies, back probably Revelation 13, probably.
You go to these places that are offering you free vaccinations. Then you go to the grocery stores; they really put.
Yeah, Mark, that's the thing. It's everywhere: pharmacies, hospital, doctor's office, dentist office, whatever. And it's get vaccinated. You know, I was in a bank. I went into a bank the other day, and there was a big sign. I'm like, why does a bank have a vaccination? It's propaganda. Yeah.
I said the reason I won't is because number one, it doesn't do any good anyway, and number two, it's all about being programmed for the new world order.
Well,
and I told you that you people do know what I'm talking about.
Well, that I'm not saying that's not part of it, but a large part of it, I really do believe that the vaccinations themselves are introducing things into your body.
Oh yeah. Purpose for it.
And like in Africa, Bill Gates funds the vaccination program over there, and he said it's because the birth rate goes down. It sterilizes the women. It's on video where he admits that. Now, he said that his words were being twisted and all this, but he didn't know he was being recorded is what it was. Doug?
When I lived down in Clintonville back about 1990, in the booster, the newspaper, I was reading about the Park of Roses, about the parents and the children, and the kids were asking why is there these balloons with mud and junk on them, and these weirdos going into the restrooms and doing their what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And it used to be back in the 70s and 80s. It used to be a real super nice park.
Now we see hardly anybody in there.
Yeah, and it isn't just inner city. I mean, there's small towns where their parks have been ruined by that element.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Now, the ones in Westerville, the police get out and ride the bicycles around to make sure all that.
And you know what they call that?
What?
Homophobic. They do.
Well, I guess I am.
Yeah. All the cops are doing is trying to make sure there's not unlawful sexual activity going on in the park, and the queers in their magazines and stuff call that homophobia. Why? Because that's what that word really means. You know, Christians have adopted this homophobia like you're afraid of them. No, what homophobia is you hate the sin.
Exactly.
You despise it is disgusting. And it's not a fear. I'm not afraid of them. I'm disgusted by it. But boy, I tell you, we've got Christian friends who tell you this happened recently. You tell a lot of these Christians that the homosexual thing disgusts you, and you say these things like I'm saying. Well, that's just why is so much hate? Hateful, yeah. Yeah. It's like I don't hate the person. I hate the sin. It's disgusting. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your word. We thank you for the truth of Scripture and this Bible prophecy that helps us to keep our sanity as we see this world. As Lester Roloff used to say, the asylum is being run by the inmates. And it just makes life very difficult and aggravating. But it's wonderful to know you are in control. Help us to keep our mind stayed upon you. Always look at the world situation with our Bible goggles on, and always see things from your word, from your perspective, and always remembering we have that wonderful, blessed hope, always looking up, ready to go. We want to be with you soon. We pray you come quickly. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.